Thank you, Charlotte Miller, for that beautiful prelude. And on this, the seventh Sunday of Easter, I want to welcome you to worship, and a special welcome to those worshiping with us from home and from our friends at the Springs who are now live streaming our service there as well. So welcome all of you. Today we have a special service plan for you with our children participating as children's choir and lectors, and also we'll have Thanksgiving for baptism. And you'll see on the front part of your bulletin, after the Thanksgiving for baptism, we won't be doing that song. That's listed there for us later in the service. It's actually at the end of the service, and you'll be turning back to that page to sing with the children. And so just know that we're going right into the processional hymn. And we'll start out with that on the next page. The last thing I want to tell you before we begin our worship is that we have special envelopes in the offering plates today. We will be having an in-gathering of those special gifts for our property maintenance issues. And I want to just thank you for your generosity. If you're able to give a special gift, please use those envelopes so that the counters make the distinction between regular offering and property maintenance offering. But I can report to you we are well on our way to reaching our goal. We have received in advance approximately $85,000. So thank you for that. This church and this congregation is so blessed and so generous, and we want to thank God for the gifts that we share together. With those announcements, I invite all who are able to turn and face the processional cross, and also remember to give thanks for baptism.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with our processional hymn.
Thank you.
grace of the risen Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Until all the world is drawn into your abiding presence. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you. First reading, Deuteronomy. Hear, O people, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from 1 John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, children's choir. That was amazing. Jesus had a word or two to say about children, so listen closely and you'll hear what Jesus did. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 19th chapter. Then little children were being brought to Jesus in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And Jesus laid his hands on the children, and then he went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Creator and from Jesus our Savior and the Holy Spirit who is our Advocate. Amen. On the church calendar, today is the seventh Sunday of Easter. It's the last Sunday in the season of Easter. It's been 7 weeks since we once again heard how some women went to the tomb early in the morning on that first Easter morning. They went to the tomb that contained the body of the crucified Lord, and they found it empty. 7 weeks since we heard that after 3 days, Jesus had been raised from the dead. 7 weeks since this sanctuary was filled with worshipers. almost to overflowing. 7 weeks since we basked in the good news of the resurrection. 7 weeks since we joined our voices with Christians around the globe and proclaimed, Christ is risen, alleluia. Alleluia indeed. Christ is risen. And for that we give thanks to God. Now, next Sunday, on the 50th day after Easter, let's come back wearing red that day, just like the children's choir robes. Let's wear red. Because on that day, on the 50th day, referred to as the day of Pentecost, many have called the birth of the church. Pentecost is the day when the first disciples of Jesus were radically changed. They were transformed. That was the day they received the promised gift that Jesus had said would come to them when he departed, the gift of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, the very one that Jesus had promised would be with them forever. That's the day that they began to proclaim the good news to the ends of the earth. The day that they began in earnest to carry on the work of ministry, the ministry that Jesus himself had entrusted to them. And not just to them, but to all of us. All of us who are called to share in the mission of being the hands and feet of Jesus. And now today we celebrate with three of our young people who are graduating from high school in this coming month. This milestone in the lives of Matthew, who was our crucifer this morning, and Honora, who sang with the children's choir, and Thomas, who's streaming the service for us today, this milestone in their lives is a big transition. Each one of them is about to embark on a new adventure into unknown territory. And like a young bird leaving its nest, flapping its wings, trying to find its rhythm, these young people are about to soar, as Matthew's mother Sandy so eloquently wrote in the poem, Taking Flight. It's on the back page of your bulletin today. As I thought about the idea of these amazing young people taking flight into the unknown future, a future that I believe is filled with possibilities, a future filled with hope and the plans that God has in store for them, I recalled the story I once read about a father and a son. Unfortunately, I don't know who the author was, so I can't give credit where credit is due, and besides that, I embellished it a bit. But here's the story. At least this is the way I remember it. Shortly before graduation, a father said to his son, I want to give you this watch that's been in our family for generations. It's been passed down from father to son. My father gave it to me when I was about to graduate. And I want to give it to you. It's now over 100 years old. But before I give it to you, I want you to take it to the jewelry store and tell them that you're thinking about selling it and you want to know how much it's worth. So the son did as his father asked. He went to the jewelry store, and when he got home, he somewhat surprisingly said, the jeweler told me that they would give me $150 for this really old watch. The father said, well, now I want you to go to the pawn shop. It's just down the street from where the jewelry store is. I want you to go in, and I want you to ask what they will give you for this watch. And so the son took the watch to the pawn shop and then came back to his father and said, the guy in the pawn shop offered me only $10 because he said it's so old. And then the father asked his son to go to the museum downtown and show them the watch. So the son did as his father asked, and he took the watch to the museum. When he arrived back home, he excitedly told his father, the curator at the museum looked at this watch and examined it, and he said he'd give me $500,000, because it's so old and it would make a great next item for their precious antique collection in the museum. And then the father offered him the same advice his father had given him. He said to his son, "Son, I wanted you to know that the right place will value you in the right way. So whenever you find yourselves in the wrong place, whenever you find yourself in the wrong place, don't get angry or upset if you're not valued. Just move on. Because those who know your true value are those who appreciate your worth. So, son, take the watch and remember this. Never stay in a place where nobody sees your value." Today, I want to remind all of us, but especially Matthew, Honora, and Thomas, I want to remind you that this is a place where you are valued. God values you. This is a place where you are loved. God loves you. This is a place where you belong. You belong to God. There will be lots of places, unfortunately. There will be lots of situations you find yourselves in where those around you don't appreciate your true value. But this will always be a place that you can come home to, a place where you can come just as you are and be just who you are. This is a place where you will continually be reminded of God's love for you and for all people, for all of creation. This is a place where you will know who and whose you are. You belong to God. You see, this story reminds me of the value God placed on each and every least and last one of us. From our littlest ones who are often squirmy and fidgety in the pews, to each of these amazing children in our children's choir, and to all of our children and youth and young adults and middle-aged adults and elder adults. All of us, everyone in between on that spectrum, each and every last and least one of us is a beloved child in the eyes of God. You belong to God. We belong to God. For just as Signe read for us, everyone who loves is born of God and knows God, for God is love. Remember the confirmation days, Honora, when we were in the cabin and the girls were talking late at night and somebody said, "I just don't get what people don't understand about love is love. Love is love." I remember that so vividly. We were at Camp Lutherwood. What don't they get about that? Jesus summed up all the law and the prophets saying, "Love the Lord your God with all your soul, heart, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Love is love. God is love. And as Aria reminded us, we are to love God with our whole heart and all of our soul and strength and might. And as Jesus added, and our neighbor as ourselves. Not only that, but Jesus showed us how to love by showing mercy, loving kindness, walking humbly with God. Jesus showed us how to be there for our friends and to pray for our enemies. He showed us how to give and how to receive, how to care and how to share, how to welcome the stranger, care for the sick, visit the lonely, comfort the grieving, and how to give of ourselves for the sake of another. Finally, the gospel reading that I chose for today reminds us of the value Jesus placed on children, on little ones, in a society that did not value them. While his disciples thought that the children were being a bother to Jesus, Jesus turned and spoke sternly to those disciples, saying, "Don't stop them. Let the little children come to me. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And then, before he went on his way, he touched them, blessed them, and sent them on their way with his blessing. Friends, you too are blessed. We are all blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. And like the Apostle Paul, I am convinced that there is nothing, not one single thing in all of creation that will ever be able to separate any of us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So let me leave you with these words echoing in your ears. You are a beloved, 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 beloved. You are a beloved child of God. A beloved child of the beloved, 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 beloved. You are a beloved child of the beloved. In God's eyes, each and every one of us are far more valuable and have far greater worth than any of us even dare to dream or imagine possible. You belong to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please be seated. United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of harmony, as you drew your Son to your side, you draw us to you and unite us with the planet and one another. Weave your church together in a web of mutual love for the sake of the world. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As your Spirit hovered over the waters of creation, so your Spirit hovers over all that you have made. Bless the water that sustains the planet and grant wisdom for us to use it wisely. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You empower your people with the fire of your Spirit. Challenge activists and organizers, teachers, politicians, and all in leadership to speak a message of peace and justice. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for our high school graduates as they blessed us by their presence with their gifts. Empower them as they move forward in their lives to express your love in new ways and new places. Guide them through paths as yet untrodden and journeys unknown. Give them hope, joy, and blessing as they continue in their lives in you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You care for all your children. Show your steadfast love to those suffering, isolation, especially exiles, refugees, prisoners. Break the chains of all held fast by oppression of any kind. Comfort all who are afraid or suffering from illness, anxiety, injury, those in recovery, in grief, those isolated or alone. We pray especially this week for Mel, for Terry Chapp, Chuck Dietz, Dal Haverland, Cindy Lane, Lori Lund, Jody and Doug Martin, Jeff and Gretchen Seamus, and the family of David Jones. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You raise your saints to new life in Christ. We give you thanks for all your saints who have given us glimpses of your redeeming love. As we give thanks, we also grieve those whom we have lost and ask for comfort and hope in our lives. We especially pray for Bob and Carolyn Evans, Don Sisuko, for Carolyn's brother who died last week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of the risen Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share that peace with one another. A few brief announcements of our life together this week. First is that after service, Pastor Lori is going to be continuing our adult class on planning your own memorial service, which is informally titled, Whoever Says It's Never Too Late is Dead Wrong. So join Pastor Lori in the library for that. This Tuesday, we have our Together Tuesday program with our common meal at 5:15, music classes at 6, and adult classes at 6. And in our adult class, Deacon Claire will continue discussing our reconciling in Christ identity. So please join us then. Also, you note in your bulletin a couple of things. First, to put on your calendar John Van Scholten's memorial service on June 4th. And then also to note, there's a explanation there in your bulletin of the upcoming activities we have with related to Camp Lutherwood, and that we're going to have first on May 30th, that's a week from Tuesday, we're going to have the Together Tuesday Education Hour is going to be about Camp Lutherwood, what's going on. Debbie Knievel's going to be leading that. And then on June 3rd, there's a Camp Lutherwood Work Day that we're all invited and encouraged to be part of. And then the next day, Sunday, June 4th, we're going to have a Camp Lutherwood Sunday, which we have not done here for many years. So it is good to get back into that practice. More information on that, you can talk to myself or to Debbie. Finally, this morning for our offering, we're going to do a processional offering, as this is the day of the ingathering of our special gifts. And so while we sing the offertory hymn, we'll invite you to come through the center aisle, drop your offering in the plates, and return back to your pews through the side aisles. Let us continue with our offertory hymn and processional offering. Let us pray. Generous God, in this meal you offer your very self. We give thanks for these gifts of the earth. In the breaking of this bread, reveal to us the risen Christ. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out in service to the world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and at all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his holy supper. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle, receive the bread in the form of a wafer, and then intink or dip it in the cup. The cup has red wine or white grape juice. All are welcome at the Lord's table. This is Christ's meal, and it is Christ who bids you come. And now, may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
We're going to switch places here because Pastor Ben is going to head up and take Thomas's spot at the live streaming at the computer there, and we're going to invite Thomas to come downstairs and join Matthew Costco and Honora Matheson Lund and their families. If you would come and surround them, we know some parents are here, and you're welcome to come up and be with them. I'm going to move to the front here. Let me first offer the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I invite the high school students that are graduating this year, Matthew Costco, Honora Matheson Lund, and Thomas Stein, to come forward and stand before the altar here. And their moms to come forward as well, and dads, brothers. It's been amazing to watch these young people grow up and the memories that we have shared. Let's start with Honora, having been involved in so many capacities here at Central, both in serving as an acolyte and communion server, but also as a cantor and a assisting minister, and then more recently singing with the chorale. She started out in the children's choir and raised up through the choirs, and now, as you saw today, was accompanying the children's choir in one of their pieces. And Honora will be going on to begin studies for paramedic training, and she hopes to be a paramedic and get her two-year associate degree and then perhaps go back to school for a nursing degree after that. But I've always thought that Honora was going to be about saving people, so I think she'll be doing that as a paramedic. Thomas has served us so faithfully, was trained by Ted Hicks to do the live streaming and operate the sound system and such, and has been instrumental in our ministry of sharing the gospel through that outreach. Thomas also was part of our youth group, went from being one of the shortest kids in middle school to one of the tallest in high school. I don't know what happened, but good food, I guess. But at South Eugene High School, he's also been involved in the robotics team, spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours on that endeavor, and will be going to Oregon State University to study electrical engineering. So those two students here will also be recipients of a scholarship from our Central Lutheran Foundation, and that will be presented to them at a later time. So just want you to know that that's coming, and we're delighted to share in your future endeavors. Matthew, we want to thank you for being crucifer today, but also for the ways in which you've been a faithful person with your family, growing up in this church from a very young age, and now your brothers in children's choir. Jacob, you've graduated and moved on, and Matthew, I know you have a lot of gifts. Creative writing, from what your mother said, is something that you excel in, and are your artistic side, and we expect that that will continue to grow. Matthew's graduating from South Eugene High School and is still going to test the waters about the future plans, but we know also that a Central Lutheran scholarship will be awaiting you as well when you determine where that next step is for you. And so we're delighted now to present these quilts that were made by the loving hands of our quilters. And Honor, I'm going to take this one first and have your moms wrap that around you on this nice, hot, warm Sunday morning, because it's a sign of the love we have for you, and Janice, would you wrap this around your son, Thomas? And would you wrap this around Matthew as a sign of the way that we want you to remember that you are embraced and loved by God, and the warmth that the congregation has in sending you off and knowing that this is a place to come home to. So please know that you are valued in the eyes of God, and in this place you have a home because you belong to God. So would you join with me in thanking and congratulating these young people? To work at both services today, and at the later service we will have a presentation from our children's choir as well. So you'll have to wait. I'll put pictures of it in the central light for June, and you can see it there. But they're making something special to give to these young people. Please join them at the coffee hour fellowship after the service. And now, again, I invite you to turn and face me, but I invite the congregation to stand and receive the benediction. The blessing of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, surround and sustain you, keep you from harm, and fill you with good courage. Amen. Our closing hymn as printed... Oh, no, I'm sorry, you are welcome. We need to invite the children to come back up. And Honora, you're joining them. Is this one you're singing? Oh, okay. You sang in that first sweet hour of prayer, didn't you? No, you are welcome here. That's what we're singing. So, congregation, Lindsay, we're to look at page 3 where the words are.
And
thank you, Lindsay. You want to put these back here? Just for now. We'll just put these here. Yeah. please be seated just for a few more moments. You know, Lindsay's doing triple duty today, and we got to give her time to get to the organ and for that recessional hymn, and that's when we'll go through the organ voluntary as a recessional hymn without singing. But here, I want to introduce you to these kids. Elliot Hodges. Elliot, you want to stand up now? No. Okay, Elliot doesn't want to stand up. Then we have Henry Costco. Henry, would you stand up? And we have Grayson Nichols. Please stand up. And Paul Rogers. And Evan Barrett. And C.J. Streidelmeyer. Lucas Henriksen. We have Charlotte Miller. Signe Smith. Aria Sachs. And Piper Newbert. Now, can we say thank you to these kids? And now I'd invite you to remain seated through the voluntary and as we process out. Thank you.